Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been talking about the story of Esther, a woman in the Old Testament part of the Bible who became a Babylonian queen. She was given an opportunity to save her entire race of people, the Jews, from genocide. And the line we really focused in on this week was when one of her advisors said to her that maybe she was put in the place where she was, in the king's family, for just such a time as this. Maybe God had a plan for her, and that's why he put her there. So we'll pray and reflect about that in our lives this week. If you've never prayed before, just talk to God, either aloud or quietly in your own thoughts, about the topics that I suggest. I'll leave some pauses where you can do that, and we'll start our prayer with just a little quiet time to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we'll start by acknowledging that the God we're speaking to is an almighty, powerful God who sees and knows so much more than we do, who sees all of time, all of history, all of geography, the entire universe in one glance. And so for him, he might have plans that we don't always see. His ways are greater than our ways. So, let's start by addressing our prayer to that God. Well, now let's confess those times in our lives where we have tried to step into God's place and think that we see more of the world than God does and we know better. And we can sometimes even reject God's plan for us out of fear, out of anger, out of distrust, whatever it might be. And so confess whatever that's looked like in your life, in whatever ways you have rejected God's plan for you, or at least tried to ignore it. Well, now let's give thanks that God has a plan for this world, this universe, and that his plan includes us. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Well, now in supplication, let's ask God to show us what his plan is for us. Give us the strength to follow through on it, even if it looks hard, looks scary, that we might all be like Esther, who recognized she was put on earth for just such a time as this. She was able to make a real difference that nobody else could. God used that to do incredible things. So let's ask God to show us what that is in our lives, where he's put us and why he's put us there, to give us the courage to follow through on his plan. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We're almost done this series on the Old Testament. A couple weeks left. So I'll see you on Monday. In the meantime, take a day of rest and a day for community. Spend some time with some other followers of Jesus. Talk about what you've been learning this week. We don't have any family room services right now. They'll resume in the fall. So until then, have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday. Bye for now.